With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. From bridges to skyscrapers, concrete is ubiquitous in modern human-built environments. It's durable and cheap, but also a big contributor to climate change, and some of the materials used to make it are getting scarcer. Researchers at Montana State University are trying to develop a sustainable alternative with microorganisms. At MSU Center for Biofilm Engineering, Assistant Research Professor Erica Espinosa-Ortiz walks over to an incubator filled with glass chemistry flasks.
So all of our fungi and bacteria are growing here.
She pulls out one of the flasks. Suspended in the liquid is a piece of metal with something growing on it.
Okay, it looks kind of slimy.
Yep, and we have all sort of fungi. Like this guy, you can see this is completely different.
Oh,
this is black. So we study all sorts of different fungi, and we're trying to, you know, see how they can be grown in different conditions for different purposes.
One of those purposes could be an alternative to concrete. Mechanical engineering professor Chelsea Heverin says making concrete requires a lot of energy and resources, like water and sand, and is responsible for about 8% of human-caused CO2 emissions each year.
The fact is that our built world right now is built on concrete. We're running into a situation of increasing resource scarcities. We need to grow, right? And climate change is a major concern, and the inputs into cementitious systems like cement and concrete are becoming increasingly rare.
Heverin is leading an interdisciplinary team of MSU researchers to re-envision building and infrastructure materials by borrowing lessons from nature.
We're wondering if we can better use microorganisms like bacteria and like fungi to help us build building materials in a different way that have the potential to be reusable and to be recyclable.
With a $500,000 grant from the National Science Foundation, the team is experimenting with an approach similar to the way human bone grows, with minerals hardening around a living fibrous scaffold.
We have tested these with bacteria, and we are in the process of testing them with the fungus.
Erica Espinosa-Ortiz points to several large syringes tied to a metal frame.
And we fill that with sand. We have all sorts of different sand. This is like coarse sand and then fine sand.
Through tubes attached to the top and bottom of the syringes, the researchers pump in a liquid with a fungus, which grows thread-like branching networks called mycelium. Adding nutrients, calcium, and bacteria kicks off chemical reactions to form calcium carbonate, the main mineral found in seashells and pearls, which cements all the sand particles together.
So after a couple of days, you end up with something like this.
Is that okay if I touch it?
Yeah.
She hands over a small white cylinder.
It looks really light, but it's actually very solid. And like not that heavy, but a little heavier than I expected.
It used to be this material.
PhD student Arda Akiel holds up a glass container full of tiny ceramic particles.
So these tiny particles turn into this block.
Chelsea Heverin says this process they're developing with the microbes could be more sustainable than regular cement for several reasons.
Once I break that cement into pieces, I have very, very limited ability to reuse those pieces for anything else. And I can't grind it back down and just pour it as new cement. The neat thing about calcium carbonate is that we can potentially break that down and use it as new inputs into other building materials.
She says making the cement alternative also uses less energy since it can be done at room temperature. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, like whether this material will be as durable as cement on a larger scale and how the fungus will react around other materials like metal and plastic. But chemical and biological engineering professor Robin Gallach is excited about the possibilities.
We were stepping out and guessing where we would be in 10 years. We would be able to design materials by knowing which organism to grow under which conditions to build the material in the shape and with the properties that we need.
Gallach and another researcher on the team, Associate Professor of Civil Engineering A.D. Phillips, have already used microbes in real-world applications. With industry partners, they developed a way to use bacteria to seal hard-to-reach fractures in oil and gas wells. Because the bacteria are so small and grow in place, they can get into tiny cracks more easily than regular cement.
And the reason why we care about sealing oil and gas wells and leakage pathways is because, one, the producer wants to collect that material, and then the other is that, especially methane, is a more potent greenhouse gas than CO2, and so we don't want that leaking to the atmosphere.
Montana Emergent Technologies, a small company in Butte, has used the biofilm barrier technology to seal more than 20 oil and gas wells. As the researchers exit the lab and pass by walls made of cinder blocks, Chelsea Heverin says in the future, researchers may be able to figure out how to harness microorganisms so that they serve more than one purpose.
So not just holding up the load of this building, but maybe helping to clean the air or clean water or perform any of these other kinds of functions that microorganisms might be capable of.
But that's down the road. For this two-year project, Heverin says the team will focus on creating blocks that can be glued together with a bio-cement, taken apart, and reassembled. In Bozeman, I'm Rachel Kramer, YPR News.